Former President Donald Trump held a rally at a packed Madison Square Garden to give what his campaign is calling his closing argument. But now he's making other arguments, trying to distance himself by at least one other speaker who made some crude, even racist comments, one of whom basically called Puerto Rico a floating garbage dump. Joining us live on our line to Washington, ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. It's kind of rare for the Trump campaign to be trying to distance itself like this.
But also, Carol, a recognition of the danger for the party and for the candidate at this moment. And not just Trump, but also perhaps down ballot candidates such as Florida Senator Rick Scott, who's up for re-election next week against a woman who is of Ecuadorian heritage, Debbie McCarcel Powell. Rick Scott responded to the off-color joke about Puerto Rico by saying last night, it's not funny and it's not true. The joke was from a comic who has a podcast. He's known as a kind of sort of a Comedy Central roast type. He said that there's a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. I think it's called Puerto Rico. He last night said that he vacations there and, of course, was just kidding. But it is a terribly timed mistake for the Trump campaign to have this happen at a time when Trump is trying to appeal to Latino men and women. And one of the other jokes that this comic told last night is so inappropriate for broadcast radio, I can't repeat it, but it had something to do with how Latino men enter the country.
Final week of campaigning in this race for the White House. Stephen, a new ABC News poll is out. Take us through it.
Well, the ABC News Ipsos poll has it as a statistically tied two-point race among registered voters. And we look inside that, we see likely voters. That has a slight four-point lead for Harris, but that, too, is inside the margin of error. And inside the battleground states, including the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, it's a statistical tie. Not surprising, and it tracks with other polls that show that this really is a dead heat in the final days. We look inside these numbers, we see that the survey gives Trump the advantage on the issues most important to voters. The economy, rising prices, inflation. But Harris is ahead of Trump on who's most trusted to protect democracy and look out for the middle class. Also, Harris has a clear advantage on personal attributes, particularly on physical health, 29-point advantage for Harris there, and on honesty and trustworthiness, she's ahead of Trump by 15 points.
Stephen, thank you. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy joining us live on our line to Washington.